We're in the midst of the most difficult of times. An invisible threat has changed our world and called upon us all to dig deep to find determination, strength, and courage.
This threat may not have reduced our cities to rubble or laid waste to our infrastructure, but everybody, everywhere on this planet is feeling its shockwaves.
There are no weddings, no family gathering.
There is no socializing in pubs, bars, or restaurants.
It has closed our schools and prevented exams.
It has shut our shops and cancelled our holidays.
It has halted our team sports.
And wiped out our running races.
It has stopped our tournaments and matches.
And it has postponed the greatest show on earth in Tokyo.
But we're a tough bunch as humans. We will get through this.
We will stay fit, we will stay healthy in mind and body.
The power of sport and exercise to benefit and contribute to society has never been more clear and more potent.
From our homes, we continue to inspire each other and demonstrate that we're all equal.
We are all in exactly the same position and we are all here to help each other get through this.
And make no mistake, we will get through this. We will support you, we will be your team.
We will win, and we will win together.
Welcome to another netball show from lockdown. It's Andy here, and thanks for joining us as we hear from London Pulse Pathway head coach, Danny Titmus.
I really enjoyed coming to Pulse because it's where I live, it's my hometown. I'm working with athletes that I was working with, back when it was London's Southeast region. I'm getting to work with Sam again, who I worked with at Mavericks way back when. So it's really, ultimately the netball world is pretty small and you're always going to cross paths and continue to cross paths with people. So it's been a pretty smooth transition to London Pulse and I am thoroughly enjoying it. Like loving the team that I work with, love the team of people and yeah, good.
And whether or not you're actually part of the side, you must have noticed how, just in general, how the Pulse talent has grown over the years.
Yeah, I think, arguably you can say it for any big city, but if you look at London, the demographic of athletes and people coming from London is what, like 9 million people. So, already your talent pool is bigger, but with that, you're also competing against other sports. And it's interesting, actually, when I used to work in London, the county, when it's like county systems, there's four counties that cover London, but nothing based in central London, which is, as a teacher in Bermondsey, I was sending kids to Kent, which just sort of seemed crazy. So, but you do have these unbelievably talented athletes that perhaps don't get the opportunities. And I feel as Pulse, we're now being able to provide these athletes with opportunities, which is super exciting. And yeah, I love, and the kids are incredibly working, they work so hard and they have such a raw capacity. It's really exciting to be in a franchise like that.
Like everybody else, we see that natural growth from 19-21s to seniors as well, we hope. And we saw that this season so far, didn't we?
Yeah, I think, again, this is really down to Sam's comment and not me, but I think if you look at Sam's selection for the senior squad, it is a very youthful side. And, I think she's been very public in this and that her ambitions are long-term. We've got that really exciting, youthful squad coming through that Sam can mould into the team that she would like.
The other night, we saw those end-of-season awards via YouTube. Did you enjoy it?
I did. I was incredibly nervous. I don't know if I'm set out for the life of a YouTuber, but it was one of those things that we wanted to acknowledge all of the work that has been going on in our pathway. And we were actually postponing our hub activity. We've not said we've cancelled it yet because we have one fixture day left to play in our hub league. And, we don't know what's going on with the NPL in terms of the league or the tournament yet. That's not been released by England Netball. So for us at the moment, we've said we're postponing. But it just felt like we wanted to acknowledge all of the stuff that we've been doing this year. It has been super successful for so many reasons, and we just wanted to publicly celebrate that. with our athletes and, you know, with our staff, so our coaches, our volunteers, our officials, all of those people, and just to celebrate the wonderful stuff that's happened this year.
They'll let anybody on YouTube these days. Have you seen me on Off the Court with Caroline and Tamsin?
I have actually. I like it. I watch it every week.
Hey, very good. Run us through some of the winners, some of those that shone.
I had a few highlights. So one of the highlights was actually listening to the hub coaches give their awards, because, you know, I know some of these athletes, or, you know, I see them at the fixture days, but to be able to hear the coaches talk about those athletes, it just gave a nicer insight into our program that perhaps I don't always get to see on a week-on, week-out basis. And then from our 17s, you know, obviously my sister is the head coach there, and I speak to her pretty much every day.
We're very close to her.
Yeah. So we link a lot in terms of what happens with that 17s program. And, it's great to see those guys develop and push on, and, you know, having conversations about who to nominate or who to award them to. You know, it was great to see, like, Izzy, Onye and Jada getting their awards. It's, you know, I guess the future of our pathway program. So that was really pleasing. And then with the 19s for Freya and Callie to get their most improved, and Antonia has been absolutely brilliant for us this year. I did find it quite interesting that all of the 19s, all of those guys were shooters that got their award. So credit to Fran as well for having an input with those guys. But they have been an absolute backbone of that group. And, you know, so that was really pleasing to see. And then with our 21s, it's so tough because you kind of want to give everyone a nomination or everyone a nod, because actually it's a team sport and everyone plays their part. It is so tough because we've got a team of outstanding players. It's fantastic to see the likes of Pisak and Yemi developing as well as she has this year, and she's now training with our Super League players, and she will continue to grow and improve. She works so hard that she can't not get better. I think she is a very, very exciting prospect for the future. And then it was really tough to give our most outstanding. So we ended up going over all of the games and giving everyone like a 3-2-1 ranking, and that just generated our, I guess, podium position of most outstanding players, which was Liv, Benfumi and Ash. And it was really interesting to see, like, Ash got player of the match twice in the season, but actually she appeared in every single list for every game. So even if she wasn't the most outstanding, she would be in the top three for every game, and that just meant that she was consistently, like, awarding herself points towards most outstanding player. And she has been a great leader for this team. You know, I've worked with Ash now for a few years, and it's great to see her continue to flourish, continue to develop, and actually this year take the step up into Super League as well, which is something she probably didn't anticipate at the start of the season, to necessarily make a squad of 15, which, you know, she did, and then to make a 10, which she did, and then to start the first game, which she did, and put out an absolute killer performance at Super 10. So, yeah, I'm really, really proud of her, and congrats to Ash.
Life can be a bit of a handful.
But what do you do?
Let go?
Or grab on to everything it has to offer?
Ask yourself, do you back down when things get tough?
Or confront them, breasts on?
Do you give up or give it hell?
Do you ignore your amazing boobs or fearlessly check them regularly?
We thought so.
This is Grabbin' Life by the Boobs.
So grab regularly and check out any changes.
It could save your life.
Search Copperfield. Grab life.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game.
I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Sail.
That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
It's a netball show with Mizuno. It's a really weird situation at the best at the minute, but what are you doing to check in with players at this time? Regular Zoom calls, that kind of thing?
Gosh, we're so busy. Like, it's been crazy, actually. So we've got a full schedule running. So we have S&T every day apart from Sunday for, you know, for the squads. And we have, we do it in two ways. So one is that they can either have a Zoom session joining in with the Super League, so with Dan Lavaport, or we have our pathway S&T, which is Matt Granger. And he sets a program, which he's got videos on YouTube, and the girls can complete it in their own time. And then we also have our under-19s are training twice a week, and we've kept the same training time. So we start at 6 o'clock, and we've kept the same day. So we do it on a Monday and a Wednesday, and that's via Zoom. So we're delivering actual sessions, which is, I deliver them, and it's a real challenge to try and think, how can we be creative, trying to come up with new games so that it's still competitive and there's still an interaction between them and it's not just a session I set. And then also the 17s, they have their regular slot, you know, every Thursday. They're on Zoom together, and Fran, who's our under-19s, who's a shooting specialist, she runs shooting clinics for the whole club. So for all of our pathway shooters from hub level to NPL, she's on Zoom every Tuesday. And then other things, like we've got a psych workshop coming up for the girls before the end of the month. And again, that will be delivered via Zoom. Zoom's been a really good tool for us. We've used it a lot.
That's the player side of things. What's it like from that management side, the team behind the team?
Yeah, so it was really interesting. Actually, we had our hub review over Zoom. So I've had like one-to-ones with all of our hub coaches and our NPL coaches, and, you know, catching up with them, whether it's like FaceTime or Skype calls, or you know, however it works for whoever. And then we ran a hub review, so it was like all of the coaches on sort of a Zoom, and you're going through, you know, what do we want to, like, stop, start, continue. And it's just having to find new ways to still achieve, you know, making this the best program that it can possibly be. So it is, you know, survival of the most adaptable, I guess. I've shared a lot of what we've done with the other franchises, because I think in times like this, actually, it's really useful. This is new to all of us, so it's really useful to share knowledge. And I'm happy to share everything that I'm doing and what's working well. And the same way, I've had some of those FPC, those other franchise pathway coaches, have also shared, you know, things that they're doing that are working well, or things that they've tried and perhaps haven't worked so well, so to avoid. And it's a really good supportive network. You know, Leah Kennedy wrote a great defensive session that I then adapted and used, and we've had information from Shona as the head of the national program in terms of, like, some suggestions for ball work programs and shooting programs. I think it's everyone just chipping in where they can. You know, everyone has a different skill set, and up until about a month ago, I'd never even heard of Zoom. So yeah, it's got to learn it real quick.
There's plenty of work to be done in the meantime, just keeping everybody active, really, isn't it?
Yeah, completely. One is it's keeping people active, but I think, you know, I've said this a few times, but so much more important than just what they're doing physically, because ultimately you can be doing Joe Wicks every morning, and you know, they don't necessarily need us to be, you know, we could be setting programs that they could go and do in their own time. But I think it's so important for us to have our sort of weekly check-ins or twice weekly check-ins from a well-being point of view. And when times are as uncertain as they are now, you want to have some kind of normality or just an outlet to the outside world. And even from a personal viewpoint, you know, I find it, my life has been so much easier being able to keep checking in on those girls and still being a coach. It is very uncertain. My life is very different now to what it was 6 weeks ago. So I think more than just physical activity, it's the importance of keeping everyone's mental well-being ticking over as well.
And the netball family is that a second family anyway, so it's just having them involved, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think you rely so much upon volunteers and stuff, and we want to say, hey, look, we're here for all of the times. We're not just here when, like, netball's on and we're competing in terms of NPL or, you know, hub or whatever. Actually, we're going to be here for all of this. So, you know, whether that's to check in and be, you know, we had one of our hubs, they're doing like a bake-off challenge, which some of the pictures, they look absolutely delicious. But, you know, so there's all kind of things. You've got some of the hubs that are just doing a check-in and they're doing like mini motivators, or we're having one-to-ones with our athletes and just being like, how is life? how are you coping, you know, what is it like? And, you know, a lot of these guys, they come from completely different backgrounds, and, you know, everyone's circumstance is slightly different, and you just want to check in and make sure everyone's sort of coping okay, and where can we help, how can we help, that kind of stuff. I think it's more than netball at the moment.
Thanks for your support. We'll see you next week.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging. And I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.